This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by reporter and newscast anchor Tyler Pratt. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Jen.
An awful tragedy this week. A mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas killed 19 small children and two teachers. It follows another mass shooting 2 weeks ago in Buffalo, New York. We've heard from lawmakers across the country who've shared grief and sadness, but also much of what we've heard in the past. Democrats calling for firearms bans, Republicans saying more security is needed at schools. Tyler, what's the reaction been like here in the Commonwealth?
Jen, much of the same rhetoric is being heard across the state. The governor ordered flags to be flown at half staff to honor the Uvalde victims. He has called for stricter gun legislation, but the state is really divided on this. House Democrats tried to move a bill this week banning semi-automatic weapons, which Republicans blocked. However, Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey also spoke to Congress asking for background check legislation. And that's something Republican outgoing U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says he supports as well.
Now, politics aside, this massacre in Texas can be so much to process and can really take an emotional toll on parents and children. I know that was true in my own family. But let's talk about what WLVR health reporter Brittany Sweeney reported on.
She spoke to Dr. Dennis Geiger this week. He said it's important for parents to talk to their kids and to address that the shooting happened and that children were hurt, but also consider developmental level and what kids are capable of understanding, and to use simple, calm language.
What the parents can do is to ask questions, what do you know about it, and then respond accordingly to what they're telling. We need to reassure the children that they're safe, that there are most people in the world are good people, kind people, trustworthy, but there are some bad people. And they do dangerous things at times.
Superintendents at some of the Valley's largest school districts also sent out messages to the community assuring them that they are taking school security very seriously and telling parents and students if they suspect anything suspicious or out of the ordinary around them or even online, if you see something, say something.
Lots of folks are clamoring for real change. On Wednesday night, an Allentown City Council meeting about how to spend federal COVID money went in an unexpected direction. You reported on that.
Yeah. People showed up en masse Wednesday in orange shirts saying end gun violence to stand with the victims of Uvalde. They were handed out before the meeting by the advocacy group Promise Neighborhoods. Now, as you said, this meeting was to hear from Allentown residents about how they want to see the city spend tens of millions of American Rescue Plan funds over the next few years. And overwhelmingly, people said Allentown needs to address what's being called a crisis of gun violence and poverty. Here's community activist Paz Simpson speaking to the council.
Gun violence is also a stem of poverty. I tell you, when I was broke, I'd shoot you straight up, right? When we have other opportunities and we have other options, we do better.
Economically, Allentown is growing at just a super fast rate, but reps of local organizations and many others who spoke say they feel like residents are struggling and being left behind, and told the council over and over again, the city has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right now with this huge surplus of money. They want to see more affordable housing, homelessness and mental health addressed, a youth center built, and nonprofits funded that help people and neighborhoods.
And the city has until 2024 to figure out that plan and then needs to spend the money by 2026. But it sounds like people are calling for even more immediate action.
That's correct. They're saying things need to be done right now.
Now, there was other big news this week in the Lehigh Valley surrounding our election. And for the state, we're about to undergo a statewide recount, and election results remain uncertain.
Yeah, that's right. The head of the Department of State has said the Republican U.S. Senate primary race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick is slim enough to trigger an automatic retally of those votes. And it could take until June 8th to get results. The nation is surely paying attention as the candidate who wins will take on Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. And it has major implications for which party could end up controlling the Senate next year.
Never a dull moment in Pennsylvania politics. We'll be following these issues closely. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thank you, Jen.
That's Tyler Pratt, news anchor and reporter at WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.